Are you ready, Trevor?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
No, I don't know.
You're way over there.
Oh, I'm not.
Remember,
I'm
going
to turn the thing off.
Oh, well, turn the thing off. AKA, the thing is a fan. Because.
Look, that's how you get.
Temperatures are getting warm.
I was a sound engineer, so I know.
Like.
Then why aren't you editing all the audio?
Well, you have like 17 mics. Well, I knew how to record drums. And
and that made you a sound engineer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very complicated. You got the most microphones on drums, and sometimes you got to put pillows in the bass, and you got to duct tape and like do things to the snare. It's very complicated. You wouldn't understand. You don't know where. You just don't understand me.
Whoa.
I'm an adolescent. And
well,
no one knows where I'm coming from.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You don't know what it's like to be me.
You don't know.
You'll never understand.
Right. I know everything. You're just old and stupid.
Yeah. It's never been like this for you.
Did you like my comment to the kids earlier?
What?
When they were complaining about the dog not listening to them?
I did. I could tell that was going in a direction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your dog won't listen. It won't do everything you say.
Even though all you're trying to do is protect her
and help her
and take care of her, and she won't listen to you? What is that like? Monica cut that off real quick. She was like,
You broke the news to our dear listeners.
Our dear listeners.
Oh, well, there's also many other listeners that could possibly have, like humans or opossums.
Opossums, not just deers.
Bass fish. Can they listen to anything? Okay, maybe not aquatic things, but like.
How do they hear vibrations?
Maybe a Kodiak bear.
Did you not ever watch The Incredible Mr. Limpet?
Oh my gosh, I thought we were. You banned me on Knott's jokes. We were banned on Don Knott's jokes earlier.
I love that movie. I was trying to get my kids in school to watch that movie, and they were just looking at me like. What, you know, like most kids look at me like, why are you're weird?
Well, you know why? Okay, we're not, that's what we mostly never do.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about the thing, I guess, that we're going to talk about. So, anyway.
I don't know. I was never given your idea.
What I was saying is, have you broken the news to our dear. Wait, when you say breaking the news. Does that necessarily mean bad news?
No.
It
doesn't necessarily.
So you haven't. You haven't shared the news. Is that more positive?
Have you shared the news? It affects
with
you.
Our dear listeners or human listeners.
It affects both of us equally.
I don't feel like you have. I don't realize. I don't remember us going on record.
We've not gone on record. We've not publicized this information.
All right. So,
are you ready to do that?
Oh, open floor.
Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, sure. Get at it, kid.
Oh, so Trevor and I, as great of friends as we are, will soon be in-laws.
In freaking laws. Yes, we will.
Does that mean you're my friend-in-law?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
So you're her mom.
I'm her adopted mom. You're his adopted dad.
So we're gonna
and
be.
And they're gonna get married. So.
What do you call that?
I'm your adopted mother-in-law, and you're my adopted father-in-law. I don't know. Somehow.
No, you're going to be my mother-in-law. I'm not going to be your father. So whereas, like, what's the, look.
I don't know.
You hear that?
Has...
The crickets and frogs, they're like, yeah, that's when you pipe up. nobody knows the answer. Nobody knows the answer.
If you have experience in this area, leave some posts in the comments.
We'll be some kind of in-law thing,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So.
Until we get outlawed.
Oh, speaking of.
What?
Outlaws. No, I don't want to go down that one, do I?
I don't know where you're going.
What were we talking about in the first place?
I wasn't taking notes.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can.
So I never talk about the thing.
You had something that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, I get your notepad.
Oh.
Well, I had a thing, but I gave up on it. No, because I got distracted by another thing. But I forgot what that
was. Squirrel!
Huh? Yeah, but you said outlaws. I want to talk about outlaws.
What kind of outlaws? Like outlaw racing?
That's all. Like, they're trying to be cool. It's no outlaw racing. Like.
Oh, that's just in our little.
It's a pop culture thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Outlaws or outlaw?
You need me to write that thing down. Anyway, you know,
I don't even see what I'm writing.
I don't know what you're writing. You wrote, like, a lot of stuff. You always write a lot of stuff. Just gathering evidence. All right. Now. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about, Trevor? The floor is yours. I mean, literally, it's your floor.
I want to talk about Jean Pasteur. Jean Pasteur.
Okay, Jean Pasteur.
Yeah. All right.
Is it Jean or Jean?
I don't know. If you're doing Star Trek thing, you could call it Jean, but it's Jean.
Okay.
Or if you're trying to be a kung fu fighter, you could pronounce it Jean.
Okay.
But it used to be a name, Jean.
Kung Fu Fighting. Oh, sorry.
Jean Pasteur.
Pasteur or Pasteur?
Pasteur.
With a Q.
Yes.
Got it.
Please remind me of that often. Right. As the story continues.
That's what I wrote.
It's a little bit, it's kind of a rough story.
Uh-oh. So, brace yourselves, fans.
So, now, Jean Pasteur was, he was a guy down in Louisiana.
Oh.
He's a little French type.
Okay.
And, yeah, so he spoke French.
French? Well, did he speak, like, Acadian French, or?
No, just straight up, like, actual French.
Okay. Oui.
Yeah. And so he was done, like, you know, the country was found away here, or like the United States. Because, you know, other parts of the world continue to control parts of the country.
Yes.
Anyway, so. What year was the country founded?
1776.
Right, yeah.
Oh, was that right? Okay.
That is correct.
Thank you.
The Marine Corps is older than the country. We were founded in 1775. Anyway, so this guy, he's down there. And like, oh, well, this part's still France.
In Louisiana.
Yeah, they own the big, what's the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
You know, and you remember a little thing called the Louisiana Purchase, right?
Right, right.
Remember that?
Yes. Well, yes. Yes, the Louisiana Purchase.
To where France sold the United States all, because they didn't know how much there was.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Yeah. And they sold in 1803. So this is like, not even 30 years after.
Yeah.
Right? So, Louis here.
Jean.
I was talking about Louisiana. That's what I got.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why I take notes.
Gene Pascrew. He goes, you know what he did?
What did he do, Trevor?
Well, he was a silversmith.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So if you
there's lots of silver.
So if you bring him your silver that you found in a cave or like on the ground or whatever.
Yeah.
Like he could like heat it up and beat it with a hammer and make you a spoon or hat or a, you know, like weird arm things.
Yeah, I prefer the silver hats.
Well, he could just make whatever. He could make you like
shoes,
a bucket.
Big as a silver
shoes. He could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or he could make you like a bucket for your horse that he drinks out of, or she drinks out of.
Okay.
Diversity. Yeah.
It's important.
We don't know how the horse identifies. So, anyway, you could just rank.
You ever asked a horse?
I get. Of course.
Was it of many colors?
It just makes a horse drinking buckets or thing.
I know, but it was funny.
He's that guy with a hammer that can like make things out of whatever you want. Like you want like a thing like to go on your ear, like chicks wore in the 90s where they squeeze them.
Oh, yeah.
He can make that. Puffs. You want a toe ring? He can make that. As long as it's silver, we're crying. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Did they have those silver things that, you know, when you said that, it made me think of those funnel things that they put in, that you put in your ear to hear better?
Oh, an ear horn.
Yeah.
Those
were out of bone.
That would be really expensive. They usually made those out of brass or tin or something.
Oh, brass. Okay.
That would be really expensive. Anyway, so he goes, old Gene here, Gene Pascrew. He goes, all right, man, this silver crap's going great down here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't even call it that at the time. They called it St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg.
And then they found out there was another place way up north called the same thing. It was confusing sailors.
Oh.
So they
renamed it to Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, that's like a lot of miles apart.
It is. Yeah.
And they're getting like really confused, all these boats.
Right.
Yeah, let me tell you about boats. I already talked about boats a little bit. Okay, anyway, back to old Louis here.
Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene and Louis.
Eugene and Louis Pasteur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy.
Old Eugene here.
Yeah.
Now, see, the reason I keep saying Louis, because that was his son.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And I'm trying to get to him.
Okay. His son was Lee. I'm going to write that down.
All right.
You don't have to watch me write. You can keep talking.
Oh, okay. All right. And so Gene is like, hey, man, I'm like, everybody bring your silver. I can smash it into whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hats and shoes and whatever. It is smashing good.
Yeah.
That's what it said. It is a window. Like,
yeah,
they didn't have flashy signs back then,
right?
But it was in French, though. It was like, it is a smasher good, smasher bueno,
smasher bueno,
and then it had like on the end. That's what it said, and it's the window
okay. With X's
down there in Louisiana,
yeah.
Well, St. Petersburg at the time, but it became Louisiana because of the Congressional Act of 1812.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the War of 1812.
Right.
Because that's when, you know, they didn't mean to attack Louisiana. They meant to attack St. Petersburg.
Oh.
Right, and they were all confused.
Yeah, because
the St. Maps weren't updated. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, the maps were, it was a mess. It was like kids with crayons drawing the maps.
Right.
I mean, basically it was. They're like, hey, that's another thing. You know how.
That was before child labor laws. Of course the kids
were. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you brought that up. So, do you know what cartography is?
It's the study of maps.
No, well, not just that. It's also the creation of.
Oh, the creation of maps.
Right.
Okay.
So, who likes to draw in manila paper?
Kids.
Right. And have you ever seen a map that wasn't on manila paper?
No. I believe it's the correct answer that you're looking for.
Yeah, back in the day, they're always on this yellow manila paper, right? Yeah. Now, here's the problem. So, you know where manila is?
Philippines.
Yes.
Oh, yay!
You're correct.
Oh, I like it when I get told that.
You're absolutely right.
No! Sorry, I just get excited when I'm told it right.
So, no one had the correct paper to draw these maps on until Manila, Philippines was discovered.
Oh, it all comes together. Right. Yeah.
And so that was in 1715.
Oh, didn't write that down?
No, you don't gotta write that down. It was in 1715 and they found this paper. They're like, hey, this would be fantastic for drawing our maps on. And that's why And our constitutions and our declarations and our Magna Cartas and anything. We just want to use this manila paper to draw all this stuff on.
Okay.
And write all this. And who likes to draw on it a lot? His kids, like you said, right?
Right.
And so that's what they use the Gavin boys and girls for. They're like, hey. Mr. Admiral guy of the boat, I'm a little kid, and I'm on this boat. I don't know how I got here or why, but I'm just a little kid on this boat. Can I help with the main sheet or the jib or the sexton or the, you know, the poop deck or the, you know, can I batten some hatches or
some lifeboats?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they didn't have any life. Crap. That was the life. Anyway, can I swab some decks? Can I, you know, what can I do, Mr. Admiral guy of the boat that I'm a child that got here? And I don't know. And he goes, this admiral guy, he's historic. This guy.
Historical admiral.
Yeah, and he goes, hey, you know what you do? Kid? Here, we got this paper in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why we got it. It's just lying around. We kept it dry somehow. He goes, here, take these red candles, and maybe some of the green ones, too. And heck, if you can find a blue one, you can use that too. And just draw where we're sailing around over here. And, draw a coastline. And here's a blue one. You can draw a whole bunch of ocean over here. Yeah. Here's a purple one. You can make like a big octopus that attacked us. They were drawn by children.
Wow.
It was to keep the children entertained.
Is that where we get the tradition here in the United States of America of having the little crayon packets and the placemats with the puzzles stuff?
Yeah, and so you try to take one of those, but you hand one of a placemat,
right?
Like, you're like, draw Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And then now you're going to try to drive, like, based on those direct, and that's why so many things got discovered, is bad directions. St. Petersburg, two of them. Good and right. Anyway. That's not what we're talking about. That's just a freebie. That's a just a little tidbit. When Admiral Admiralson picked up the Manila papers in the Philippines. Do we have enough time left for me to finish my thing?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so what's his
Jean Pasquier.
Jean Pasquier, and his father was.
No, his Jean's son was Louis.
Jean's son was Louis. Yeah. So Jean, his father is Pierre.
Oh, okay. So it was Pierre and then Jean and then Louis.
Well, Pierre is the one that came over on the lost boat that was trying to go to St. Petersburg.
Oh.
So I don't really need to talk about him much. Anyway, it just ended up down there. And then, anyway, so Jean is beating all the stuff out of with the hammers, making the silver, right?
Right, right.
All
right.
And so, and so he does this for years, right? And then in 1803, what happens in 1803? What's a big 1803 thing?
Oh, man. Columbus.
On 1492. Yeah. Talking about 1803 here. Here, well, you're almost about 300 years.
Louisiana old. Purchase.
Yeah! It was the Louisiana Purchase. And who bought what from who?
The United States bought the Louisiana Territory from France.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting better?
You're doing great. You're
Thank
absolutely
you.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
That's
again.
What happened.
Yes.
And,
all right.
And then so what happens to Jean Pasquier down there in Louisiana? Because he's a Frenchy trying to haunt them past Buenos over the hammer.
Comes and United States of American citizen?
No.
He gets deported back to France?
No, he didn't get deported.
I give up.
Well, he didn't do much of anything.
Oh, well, that was my third option.
He just keeps... oh, we're in a different country now.
I'm gonna keep
camera and silver shoes and hats and spoons and horse buckets for male or female horses.
Yes.
You know, all kind of different little shot glasses and stuff like that. You know. And then we're not getting to the outlaw thing, but anyway.
so he gets
married to you ever heard of the Irish Black or the Black Irish?
Yes.
Well, a lot of them are actually white.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that.
I did know that. Yes.
Well, he didn't marry one of them.
Okay.
No, he just married this girl down there. It was a Lady T. Washburn.
Of course it was.
No, that was her first name, Lady.
Yes.
Lady. She wasn't like recognized by the British government as a lady. That was an American trick. If you name someone Baron or, Lady T or Sir. Yeah.
Or Sir.
Yeah, just name a kid Sir. They think like, oh, anyway, Lady T.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so he gets married to Lady. Well, she dies from cholera.
Oh, okay.
But they have a kid before she dies. Right?
Right. They have Louis.
Huh?
Louis? Louis. Black kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Louis Pasquier. And Louis Pasquier, he's like playing around with like a hammering and stuff with the silver.
man, this ain't for me. But what he does notice, Louie does, the kid, it's like, hey, Pop, I'm not knocking your business, but you see what's going on with these cows everywhere?
Yes.
And he's like, man, all these kids, yeah, they drink this milk from these cows, they get sick, and then they die, you know? And they're like, well, what do you want them to drink? This is a bunch of, hey, what are you talking about? Get back to hammer and sword. He's like, Dad, no, this is like a big... He's like, oh, you want to be a social justice warrior to fix the cows and, like, change the world because now we're America or something? Well, it used to be France. He's like, nah, this is important to me, Dad. Yeah. I don't care what's important. What you need to get back to is hammering horse buckets in freaking weird hats and stuff out of silver. That's what I want you to do.
This is how our family makes our livelihood.
And he's like, you know what? He's like, Dad, I'm gonna get mad.
I'm gonna get mad.
Yeah, I'm gonna get mad now.
I'm gonna get mad now.
That's what he said. I'm gonna get mad at you.
Yeah, working with the cats.
He's like, you know what? Dad, you're being. And like, I'm gonna start doing gold too.
Oh.
So that's how he's gonna get mad. And then he's like, and Dad's like, we don't do gold around here.
Yeah.
Because we're the French.
We haven't figured that out.
We used to be the French.
Yeah.
But they're still from the Mayans and it. Anyway, so he goes, you know what? I don't want to hammer it. I'm just going to melt it. I'm going to put a little, you know, and it's going to make a lot of it. I go, like, you give me some silver or some gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to melt it. I'm going to make it in this little ball, you know? Then he's like, nobody wants a stupid little silver ball or gold ball or what? That's not a horse bucket or a hat.
Yeah, that's not useful.
No. What are you gonna do with that? You're like, they got like a foot thing or what? No, you gotta make something useful. It's like, no. I'm mad at you because you wouldn't let me do the thing of somewhere with the cows and the kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah. I'm like, all right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just start making all this stuff. I'm not hammering anything anymore.
No more.
I'm just going to melt it on all these little balls. And his dad's like, what are you... Okay, so his dad keeps working. He's not going to fight the kid about it. You know, you got to give up on a fight sometimes.
Yeah, battles, right.
With the kid. Okay. Right? Yeah, and so his dad's still making horse buckets and funny hats and and toe rings. And ear crust and silver. He's still doing all that.
He's doing all that stuff.
Yeah, but and this guy, he just keeps melting. Louie keeps melting stuff down in the little balls. And now his dad's selling out like crazy, right? Like everybody's buying all his. And he's not doing gold, but Louie's doing gold, okay. Right?
Yes.
Right, and he's doing and silver. He doesn't discriminate.
That's good. That's very good.
Now, nobody's buying his gold and silver marbles. It's basically what he's invented, is gold and silver marbles.
Okay.
Nobody's buying it. And his dad, now, you know what, when Catholics, celebrate, a bunch of saints or something?
Yes.
Yeah. And so they're like, we're going to have a big thing and play a bunch of music. And they're like,
is it the Winds, dude, the car dealership put out?
Yeah, like that. And they're going to start fasting and stuff like that. And so finally, now his dad's like, okay, look, it's out of control. You got like 7,000 of these. Freaking little gold and silver balls. What are you gonna do with them? There's no profit here. What are you doing? What do you think he does? Oh, Louie.
Goes to the shot put.
Goes to the... No, they're little. They're not shot
put. Oh, little.
And it's basically Mardi Gras is coming up, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
And he's made a bunch of little gold and silver balls.
Yeah. Those would go over really, really well at Mardi Gras.
Do you think he gets a string and ties him and somehow... Has and creates a tradition?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, no, no. I think that he took his little gold and silver balls and threw them at people and tried to bust their light bulbs on their Christmas trees.
Well, they didn't have Christmas trees or light bulbs in 1806, Michelle. So,
well, then I was wrong.
So, Louis Pasqual,
Pasqual, yeah,
puts his gold and silver balls on a string and stands on a balcony above his father's silver hammering shop.
Oh, wow.
As the parade comes down the street. Now, what do you think happens next?
And then he just starts pelting him with it.
And what does the crowd do when he starts?
They think they're being shot because they're getting hit with a little metal
balls. No, that's not what happens at all. They're on strings. They're made into necklaces at this point.
Oh.
Have you not come to where the Mardi Gras beads start from? Anyway, that's not what happens.
Okay, tell me what happens.
What he does is he throws a few off the balcony. He says, you know what? I'm wasting a lot of... You know what he does? And he goes, he takes the rest of his little gold and silver balls that he's made on necklaces now. And he gets a wagon.
Ooh, a wagon.
Right. And then he goes, what would now be known as parts unknown. That's where he goes to.
Parts unknown.
Yeah, that's where a lot of wrestlers are from there.
Ah.
I think it's in Kentucky. Anyway.
Parts unknown Kentucky.
He goes to parts unknown Kentucky. And you know what he does? He buys a bunch of cows. Because that's what he wanted to do. That, remember the children and the cow thing?
Right. I thought it was children of the corn, but okay.
No, remember he was mad about his kids drinking milk and dying?
Yes.
And then
what happens?
He buys a chemistry set out of the back of a comic book or National, I don't know what they had. He buys a chemistry set out of a Sears catalog or something.
Right.
Well, they didn't have Sears yet. Anyway, but he gets a chemistry set. And he starts, trying to heat up the milk, or you do this, or you put it through this coily thing, and it makes it drip down over. And so, his name was changed to Louis Pasteur.
Oh, that guy. I have heard of him. Yeah,
and that's how we get Pasteur. So he's a double inventor. He invented Mardi Gras beads and the pasteurization process. That's all I was trying to get at. And you make it so long-winded with all the questions and all the look at. And I didn't even get into him being an outlaw. That's later.
Okay. But
that's why the French hate us. Because not only do they make great cheese.
Yeah.
But we took their holidays and their land. And then we made a different cheese. So the kids. It's for the kids. Pasteurization.
As long as it's for the kids. Is that what's under the feet of the people in Missouri?
That is actually, you are right. That is pasteurized cheese.
Oh.
You aren't wrong.
Wrong, right? You know, sometimes we just hear what we want.
Let's start.